The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, you've probably been wondering your whole life, how's a first date supposed to go? I don't know. How did I even get to where I am? Well, Cosmo's broken it down. Steve, what was the first date for you and Annette?
We went to the brewing company right across the street. This is
Was it a lunch date, evening date?
No, it was evening.
Couple drinks? Or yeah. Did you grab a meal?
Wait, I don't remember if
Play
we
some
ate
grab
or
ass.
Not.
What'd you do?
No grab ass.
Any under the skirt photos? Anything like that?
Yeah.
Did she get you when you were bent over?
Yeah, were you wearing your skirt that night?
Yeah. She has so many upskirts of it. They're still up on the fridge at the house.
Yeah,
it was...
Just looks like fuzzy strawberries.
I don't know if...
Oh, man. A weird look.
Like
you
a
say
worn
weird.
Up, like
yeah.
A teddy bear.
I'm
that's
happily
been worn
married,
by love.
So yeah. Must have been pretty good.
Annette loves strawberries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not especially moldy, but they are
when they're dangling.
So ripe.
So you did no food?
I don't remember. I think we did food.
Did anybody eat that night?
Yeah, she had some strawberries.
Oh, okay, good.
Remember, we just talked about
and cream?
This. Oh, and cream.
Okay.
Lots of cream.
Kelly, what did you and Ross do on your first date?
We went to the Indian restaurant that was right across the street. It was lunch. I'd actually was like fed up with dating apps. So I was like, hey, I've been texting you and I kind of ghosted you, but I feel rude about it. Here's my number. If you want to grab lunch or something.
I need you to buy me a meal.
I'm hungry for free. And we ended up going to lunch and it was one of the days that we were flying out that day or the next day. I can't remember. And we ended up sitting at lunch until I had to leave. Like I was. Oh, my God. This ended up being a lot more fun than I thought.
Well, you were surprised. How long do you think you were there?
A couple hours.
Okay. Steve, how long was your first date with Annette? Any idea?
Probably 2 hours.
Okay. Hot Wings, what about you? With your girlfriend, who I can never remember if I'm allowed to say her name.
Oh, yeah. It's Larry.
Okay. How long was your first date with Larry?
Well, it was long. We had texted only for like a day on Bumble or whatever. And then she was like, hey, we have to either meet tomorrow, meaning Monday night, or not for like 2 weeks because of kids and I have work travel. And I went, all right, well, tomorrow night it is. So we met at a restaurant and I think we met at like 7 o'clock, maybe, mm-hmm. or 6:30. And we closed the place down. They closed at 10.
Dang.
And then we were like, oh, this is a bummer. And she goes, hey, I just live around the corner. This is a really stupid thing and I shouldn't do this. But if I ask you to come over, will you murder me? And I go, I promise not to murder
her. She wanted you to murder her? Oh, I see.
No, I promise not to murder
her. Murder that bee.
And I said, yeah. I go, I don't know. I go, because you're asking, do I need to worry about you murdering me?
Yeah, right. I mean, she just wanted to know if you had a weapon.
And so then we did. We went back to her place and kept talking for like another hour and a half. I got back to my house at like 1:30 and then came to work the next day.
I remember that.
I was so wrecked. I was so tired. But we were really having it. Like, we were laughing. And I remember telling her, I said, I don't know. I don't know if this will go on. You know, I mean, who knows what the future holds, but whether or not we'll be a couple, but I think we'll be friends, like for sure.
Yeah.
Because we were just having a good time. So it was like 5 hours.
Dang. Okay. Well, turns out Cosmo's already got this.
Maitland, Larry's a lucky lady.
Yeah,
I
right.
know. I know.
Larry, the murder avoider. Maitland, what about you? First date with Boris? It was like 100 years ago. What did you get? Were you guys even 18?
I was, 18, and I was turning 19 that summer.
Okay.
We went to the local.
What'd you guys do? Go together to register for the draft?
Yeah, exactly. And to vote.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we went to the local minor league team's hockey game.
Okay.
They were doing $2 dog.
Oh,
usually
yeah.
$2 beer night.
Somebody's a cheap date.
We were not old enough.
Yeah.
So we went and did that and then got Applebee's later. But we just kind of chit-chatted throughout the whole
decent.
Game. And then we went back to his friend's apartment and we're hanging out. And then he was still in town the next night. So he texted me and said, hey, I'd like to see you again if you want to get together. And so we were just sitting on his friend's couch again. And his one friend reached behind Boris and started like playing with my hair. And he was like, oh, that's just Nate. It's fine. And I was like, no, that's actually really weird. But he was like, you guys going to talk about ponds again?
Because we very were strange.
Talking about lakes and ponds in our yards. At
that
the
part
game.
Makes sense. I'm not sure the third wheel on the second date's a great idea.
Guys, this is how you make 8 years of magic.
Yeah, what's this Nate guy doing now?
Yeah,
he lives in Chicago.
Really? Does he make license plates or?
No, I don't know what he makes.
I'm surprised you didn't shove Jordan down the stairs and just go for Nate.
Yeah, that
sounds cool.
Right? Sounds like a real catch. That guy knows how to make the second move.
He sounds hilarious.
I'll never touch a girl's hair.
Don't tell her it's me.
You know he was totally wearing a jock strap to keep his boner down, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Old Nate's like, I can't control myself. Wandering hands and a big old hearty.
I can't help it.
How do we feel about this, Nate?
He's all right.
Okay.
He's fine.
Just making sure. Like, you know.
He's not my best friend, so go on.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. He seems great.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when you hang out with Nate, it's either a fun time or a felony. Oh, you choose.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's really in the eye of the beholder. So the ideal first date, according to Cosmo, should last around 2 hours to 3 hours. So, boom, 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 boom.
What about you and Kayla, your wife?
The first date was actually, it was going to be a lunch date, right? And it ended up being like an hour and a half on Zoom, which I think if it's real life is like 2.5 hours in person because, you know. Mm-hmm. Zoom.
Yeah,
can
I would
only
think,
do that
yeah.
for so long. Or FaceTime, whatever it was.
I remember being worried that I had forgotten Annette's name on our first date.
Like during the date?
During the date, because we walked into the restaurant and as we're walking in, I bumped into another friend of mine named Annette.
Okay.
And it got in my head and I was like, oh, Annette, this is. Wait a minute. Is
oh, no.
this Annette or is that, are you both Annette? And I was like, Annette, this is.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you tell her later?
Yeah, because at one point I went up to go in and use the bathroom and I pulled out my phone to make sure that I had her saved. I was like, let me just double check what she's saved in my phone as. No, okay. I think I got it right.
Good thing you didn't label it like really silly. Like she's going to be my wife.
Uh-huh.
Or future wife. You're like, ah, dang it.
I still don't know her real name.
I can't believe you knew two Annettes.
I know.
I thought you were going to say you didn't know because Annette was such a like a name you don't hear often. Mm-hmm. So it's like, is it Anne? Mm-hmm. Is it, what is her name?
Arlo?
Annette.
So it says the first date should be 2 to 3 hours. They said it takes an average of 4 dates to feel comfortable with someone. Does that sound right?
No, not in my experience. I usually feel very comfortable with somebody right off the bat, or I don't.
That's how I would say it is for me.
Mean,
yeah, it's either yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of, I don't know, maybe. If it's I don't know, it's no. That's how it was for me.
For me, if there's a second date, that means there's probably going to be like several dates.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, like otherwise it'd be like, well, that was fine, I guess.
And I think if your first date goes for a few hours, that shows comfort if you wanting to stick around and continue that conversation. Ross and I, our second date was I landed from our live show wherever we had been, and then drove to his place, which was like 40 miles out of the city. I shared my location with my friends because I was like, I feel pretty comfortable, but just in case, he lives kind of far. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this is a lot of fun. It was awesome.
It's one of those things where you like, when you're doing that, it's like, all right, well, I am driving to the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so your brain is saying this might be a bad choice, which is why you share your location so that your friends can talk about the last place they knew you were going when they're on CNN with Anderson Cooper.
Yes.
Talking about why they can't find this white girl.
And at the time, he didn't have Wi-Fi or anything. So I'd go to text him and be like, I'm safe. And I woke up the next morning and I was like, oh, this still hadn't gone through.
Oh, no. So your friends are calling the FBI.
Oh, boy.
Mm-mm-mm. People say the number one reason their first dates go wrong, they were asked the main reason, and it wasn't incompatibility. They say it was just because they were nervous. It's not because their personalities didn't match.
Yeah, that I think that happens a lot.
That's true.
I mean, I have been on first dates before when I was younger. Like, I can think of first dates that I went on and thought, wow, I was such a dumbass during that.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're just nervous and you're like, oh, well, we're in the car. Here, let's sing songs, you know, or whatever. Like, here, I ever play my band for you? You know,
want to see me play shed ball?
Oh, God. Yeah.
You just I have pink shorts on.
Wince.
Want to watch this cool video of a concert I went to?
Yeah.
Here's a song I like. Only 40 seconds because I wanted to enjoy the moment.
Mm-hmm. Isn't the audio great?
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Well, that's pretty good. So, 2.5-3 hours. 16% of people said they have never been on a bad first date.
Lucky.
I don't even know how that's possible.
I've never been on
haven't been on many.
I've never been on an awful first date. Yeah, I've been on dates that didn't go very, like, that weren't great, where, you know, either the restaurant was kind of lame or whatever, but never one where it was like, whoa, that was the worst.
Yeah.
I've never had or been the worst where a woman, like, texted me later and said, I'm not there anymore. Don't ever call me. Like, I've never had that happen.
Right.
So, yeah, I've never had an awful one.
Yeah.
Oh, I've had a couple.
Where it's just like, what was the main clause?
The guy was a real D-bag to the waiter, and I hated it.
Oh,
and
boy.
I left. Yeah. I paid for our meal and left. I was like, no, I won't do that.
You didn't eat it?
Did you eat the food? We had, like, oysters and, like, appetizers and stuff like that beforehand, and we were just ordering as we went. And we had a couple drinks, and it was enough for me to say, oh, okay, you're a douche. Bye. And then another date I went on, the guy was clearly out of his mind. Like, he kept going to the bathroom, and it was pretty obvious that he was smelling something he really
tuning
liked
up.
In the bathroom. And
yeah.
And then he'd come back, and he'd be all like, so what do you do? Where are you from? What's your favorite color? How many brothers do you have? Do you have any sisters? Have you ever thought about getting married? Any kids? What about this? And it was like, all right.
He's like, I'm going to list all the questions that a magazine told me to ask a single person.
Yeah. Right. If you wanted to go do coke at 5 o'clock on like a Thursday, you could have just called your drug dealer, I guess. You didn't have to take me on a date.
Right.
That was weird. So those are the two dates I've walked out on. And one girl was really mean to me here. She told me I wasn't gay enough. She's like, no, you're not gay enough.
Wait, so you went on a first date with a woman.
Mm-hmm. She was a lesbian.
Well, I assumed that.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm bi. Or pan, I guess I should say pan. I don't really care.
Well, then, how does she determine that?
I think it when you tell anybody it doesn't matter what your gender is, that you're bisexual, it's automatically like, oh, you're a slut. Or you're easy, or you
but
know.
But you identify as slut too.
Yeah. yes. And and the
don't
nicer
put me
way,
in a box.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or put me in a box.
Or
if
do.
It's nice. I like boxes too. Yeah. But yeah, I would always just say like, you know, I'm sexually fluid and whatever, however you want to say, take that, you take that. And she just wasn't convinced that I wanted to date women.
She thought you were just experimenting.
And to be honest, I do have more physical attraction to men. So she was right. And then, I met Ross like 2 weeks later. So she pretty much nailed it right off.
Did you try to have sex with her just to teach her a lesson?
No, I didn't. But she was super nice until she said that. And I was like, I thought this was a fun date.
Do you think she was having fun?
She was.
Like you were vibing with each other.
Absolutely.
She's just like, there's nothing happening here.
Yeah. And then she asked me about my dating life. And I was honest. And she was like, oh, okay. Well, that doesn't really work for me.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay.
That makes sense.
But lesbians, when they meet and there's a spark, they move in like the next day.
I've heard that from pop culture that lesbians are known for moving fast.
Yeah, it happens.
Why are lesbians the ones that go fast?
don't know. I just in general, if I like somebody, I'm aggressive. I'm going to tell you. I love you.
What? You do?
Yeah.
You're aggressive?
Yeah, best friend. Yes, I am. Coolest coworker I've ever had in my life.
You want to go co-sign on a Subaru?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's Suzuki from earlier.
Oh, you're going to get a Mighty Boy?
Yeah, I want a Mighty Boy.
To go with your...
With I'm my Mighty Lady.
I drive a Dodge not gay enough.
Yeah. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.